Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. Remember, following the example of Jesus Christ coming to us in a form of man, conceived through the Holy Spirit, becoming one like us, following the example of the Apostle Paul that we talked about briefly in our previous program, God wants us to bridge the distance which exists between us and Muslims. Exactly like he wants us to bridge the distance that exists between us and atheists, and between us and the Jewish people who don't know Jesus. We can meet Muslims where they are at, and by God's grace, make the gospel message relevant to their background and beliefs. By establishing points of beliefs which we have in common with them. You tell me if there's anything in common between us and Muslims. I answer you, yes, there are plenty of common ground. Unfortunately, most Christians are not using them. And I will discuss many of them in future programs. We're going to start, actually, establishing points of beliefs which we have in common with Muslims, and then we can show them that such common beliefs lead to the gospel of God fully revealed in Jesus Christ. No compromise. And actually, my book that God guided me to write, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, will show you how you can do that and will show you all the common ground that you can use to help Muslims understand the Word of God in the Bible. Starting with common ground means constructing a bridge over which we carry the gospel message more effectively. I am talking to you from over 35 years of experience. Actually, I was born and raised with Muslims in Egypt, even though I was a Christian, but most of my neighbors and the schoolmates and friends were Muslims, and my wife was a Muslim. And she became a Christian. And I'm talking to you from experience, the approach that he gave me and my wife. You can go to my website and read lots of testimonies of Muslims coming to Christ after they understood the Word of God in the Bible. And let me read even to you one of them right now. I spoke at Calvary Chapel Tallahassee probably 4 or 5 times. And before I went the last time, I got an email. My name is Malak. I'm originally from Lebanon. I come to the States 2007 to finish my study. I'm a Muslim. I have always been a Muslim. Somebody gave her a copy of my book. And she said, since I read this book, I fell in love with God. I am now happier than before. I saw and felt what I haven't seen nor felt before. God's love for me. The only problem is now I feel I am in the middle of. That is, I cannot deny my Muslim roots, and I am falling in love with Jesus. The last email Malak sent to me, thanks for helping me experience and enjoy God's love and salvation. I introduced Malak to Calvary Chapel Tallahassee, and we laughed, and we cried, and we hugged, and many of the believers were blessed to see Malak coming to Christ. But I want you to trust me. And this approach is constructing a bridge. So what is the first fact we can use? We tell Muslims frankly, even though we do not depend on the Quran to prove that the Bible is the Word of God, however, we like to discuss Islamic beliefs and verses from the Quran to help you and to help us see the common ground and the differences between Islam and Christianity. Again, while we do not depend on the Quran to prove the credibility of the Bible, we find it, my Muslim friend, very significant and interesting that throughout the Quran, its pages, the Quran testifies to the authenticity of the Bible. The Jews and the Christians are described in the Quran as the people of the book. The Jewish scripture is the Torah, and the Christian scripture is the Injil. The Quran speaks with reverence and respect of the Torah, Old Testament, Zabur, which is the Psalms. The Quran calls it Zabur, and the Injil, which is the Gospel or the New Testament. These holy scriptures, according to the Quran, have the status of the authentic word of God. Why? Because simply they were God's revelation before the Quran came. And we say the Torah can mean the law or the revelation God gave through Moses. Also, it can be any word God gave through the prophets in the Old Testament. My dear Muslim friend, there is not one single verse in the Quran that confirms that the Bible has been invalidated by the arrival of the Quran. Not even one. You can trust me. I studied the Quran in law school before I practiced law as a defense lawyer. I studied the Quran throughout my life, and I know very well not even this fact which I mentioned to you, but also many interesting facts, such as the Quran itself commands Muslims to profess belief in the Bible. We read in Surah 2, verse 136, "Say ye, we believe in Allah and the revelation given to us and to Abraham, and that given to Moses and Jesus, and that given to all prophets from their Lord. We make no difference between one and another of them." The Quran confirms the previous holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. Hundreds of years before the time of Muhammad, the Bible was already written and in the hands of people all over the world. The Quran declares that it was given to confirm the previous revelations, not to replace them. Another surah, 5, says, "To thee, Muhammad, we sent the scripture, Quran in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it." This confirmation is repeated in many Quranic verses, such as Surah 2, verse 89, and Surah 2, verse 101, and many other surahs. The Quran testifies that the Torah, the Psalm, and the Injil are the word of God. The testimony of the Quran is clear. Another surah, 3, states, "And he, God, sent down the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus before this as a guide to mankind." Not as a guide to a special group of people. No, to mankind. The Quran reference to the Torah is clear, surah 5. "It was we who revealed the law to Moses. Therein was guidance and light. By its standard have been judged the Jews, by the prophets who bowed to Allah's will." We will continue next program, but before we end, let's pray. God, help us to have your grace toward the Muslims. God, help your children, your church, to build the bridges with Muslims, so we can help them in the most way possible understand your word and believe in the truth revealed in your word in the Bible. God, help us to start where they are at. God, help us to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me. if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. God, accept me, forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We were talking about something very interesting and significant, which is the Quran's testimony regarding the authenticity of the Bible. You know, and I tell my Muslim friends, while I do not depend on the Quran to prove the credibility of the Bible, I find it significant and interesting that throughout its pages, the Quran testifies to the authenticity of the Bible. And actually, this is the first obstacle that God called me to remove when he called me to write my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Because Muslims assume, are taught, that the Bible is corrupted, so removing this obstacle, stumbling block, is necessary for them to have open heart and open mind to the word of God in the Bible. So we read, for example, in Surah 6, verse 154, we gave Moses the book, completing our favor to those who would do right. Surah 2, verse 87, we, God, gave Moses the book, and followed him with a succession of messengers. And regarding the Psalms, it's called the Zabur in the Quran, we read, before this, we, God, means God, all Muslims agree about that, wrote in the Psalms. Before this, God wrote in the Psalms. Wow. This is Surah 21. Regarding the Injil, which is the Gospel, we still call the gospel in Egypt, all over the Middle East, the Injil. The Quran declares in Surah 5, verse 46, and in their footsteps, we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming the law that had come before him. We sent him the gospel. Therein was guidance and light, and the confirmation of the law that had come before him, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. Wow. And many other surahs, such as Surah 57. However, according to the Quran, all holy books are equal, because many Muslims think that it is unnecessary to read the Bible. I tell my Muslim friend, actually, your opinion or the opinion of your teacher that telling you you don't need to read the Bible contradict even the Quran itself. Because the Quran states clearly that all Muslims must follow and obey the teachings of the previous holy scriptures, which is the Bible. Let me give you an example. Surah 2, verse 285. The messenger believeth in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, as do the men of faith. Each one of them believeth in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. We make no distinction between one and another of his messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey. Another surah, surah 4. O ye who believe, believe in Allah and his messenger, and the scripture which he has sent to his messenger, and the scripture which he sent to those before him. Any who denies Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the day of judgment has gone far, far astray. In Surah 2, verse 285, and Surah 4, verse 136, which I just mentioned to you, notice that his books is plural. This means all the holy books. This is a clear command that Muslims should regard the holy books as equal revelation. As we read in Surah 4, verse 136, if any Muslim ignores or rejects any part of God's revelation in the Torah or in the Gospel, he has gone far, far astray. Also, God would condemn him as an infidel, as noted in Surah 40. Let me read these verses to you. Those who rejected the book and the revelations with which we sent our messengers, but soon shall they know when the yokes shall be round their necks and the chains, they shall be dragged along in the boiling fetid fluid. Then in the fire, they shall be burned. Clearly, the Quran commands all people to read and obey God's revelation in the Bible. This is an essential part of being a Muslim. It is very clear that Muhammad himself considered the holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians to be books that lead people to become fully submitted to God. We mentioned some verses before, and we will mention more. The Quran also indicates that the Jews and Christians who lived in Muhammad's time rejected the Quran. You can read about this in Surah 2, verse 91. When it is said to them, believe in what Allah has sent down, they say, we believe in what was sent down to us. Yet they reject all besides, even if it be truth confirming what is with them. It is a fact that Muhammad wanted Arab Christians and Jews who existed in the Arabic Peninsula. He wanted them to accept him as a prophet in the line of biblical prophets. The Quran also recorded that Jews and Christians rejected Muhammad. Surah 2, verse 120. Another significant and very interesting fact, the Quran actually considers the Bible to be preeminent. Surah 1094 is a command given to Muhammad and all Muslims, of course, to treat the Bible as the primary source of enlightenment. Let me quote to you this verse. If thou, Muhammad, wert in doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee. This verse clearly instructs all Muslim believers to refer to the Bible when questions arise regarding the Quran's meaning. Because all Muslim theologians agree that those who have been reading the book before you, Muhammad, those people are the Jews and the Christians. It is clear from this verse that in the event of any doubt about certain revelations in the Quran, Muhammad is commanded by God to consult with the Jews and Christians who have been reading their holy scriptures. So Surah 1094 is a command to Muhammad to test the truthfulness of his own message by the contents of the holy scriptures of the Jews and the Christians. This verse clearly shows that the Quran does not supersede the gospel. To be continued in future program, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you. We are so thankful to you that you have given us many information to help Muslims know that the Bible is your word. God, we surrender ourselves to you and we put our trust in you to enable us, God, as your children, enable your church, our fellowships, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we put our trust in you that you are able to use us, all evangelical denominations that follow Jesus and try to obey the teachings of the Bible. Use us, God, to help millions of Muslims in America and overseas enjoy your love and salvation and spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.